Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, more than you ever could have expected. That is what I thought at the end of the day as we gathered around each other and watched the fireworks. We had ridden many rides, and I mean, the most we ever waited was 15 minutes all day long. This is while we were just on vacation, and no, we were not at Walt Disney World. We were at Kings Island in Cincinnati. You know, the theme park that the Brady Bunch visited in 1973. The theme park that boasts a one-third size Eiffel Tower. The theme park that has the wooden roller coaster called The Beast. And in 1979, it was the longest wooden roller coaster, and still today, it is the longest wooden roller coaster. Speeds in the upper 60 miles per hour fast. It was more than you could have expected. But that is not really out of the day what was more than I could have expected. It was the dining plan. For $30, you received a wristband, and from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m., you could receive a meal every 90 minutes. Every 90 minutes, you could go to a restaurant and you could walk away with a meal. And the restaurants in the theme park were chains. They were named brand. It was Subway and Chick-fil-A and Panda Express and local chains like Skyline Chili and La Rosa Pizza. Every 90 minutes, you could get a meal. We shared meals. We had meal partners. So not every one of us got a full meal, but man, we had a ton of food that day at a good price. It was more than you could have ever expected. What's happening in our text is more than you could have ever expected. John the Baptist, the forerunner of and the proclaimer of the Christ, has been executed, made shorter by a head thanks to Herod. The beheading of a prophet like John is big news. All of Galilee heard about it, and Jesus hears about it. But you know, that's the way it goes with God's prophets. Zechariah was stoned on the porch of the temple by order of King Joash. And oh yeah, Isaiah the prophet was sawn asunder, split in two, the magician's act that was never put back together. Unnumbered, unnamed prophets of the Lord were put to death by Jezebel during the time of Elijah. How much more with the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, Jesus himself? He is rejected by his own hometown Nazareth. He's become the object of superstition by King Herod's court. Herod senses that the powers he feared in John have returned from the dead in the person of Jesus. What's happening in Nazareth and at the king's court is happening all over Israel. Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior, is being rejected. He suffers himself to be rejected, and he forces himself on no one. So he withdraws, goes off by himself, takes a boat ride to be by himself, perhaps to mourn the death of John, perhaps to contemplate what will happen to him. After all, he knows where his ministry is leading. It's taking him to a cross, betrayal, brutal suffering, a horrific cruciform death. He wants to be by himself for a while, but that doesn't last long. Crowds from the cities look for him. Crowds, a whole mass of people. Jesus comes back to the shore, and there they are waiting. And as usual, Jesus has compassion on them. Splachnizomai in the Greek. It's a bounding in the bowels, compassion that comes from below, up and out for the people. And it was more than you ever could have expected. He's not there for himself. He's come as the Christ for all people. Whether they reject him or receive him, he heals their sin. And after a long day, the crowds are still there. The place is desolate. Everyone is hungry. And he tells his disciples, "You feed them." Their answer, "We have so little. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish. That's it. Nothing else. How can we feed all of these folks with that?" "We can't possibly do it, Jesus." You see, they can't trust Jesus with 5 loaves. 2 fish. How about you? What is it in your life that seems so immense that you won't bother Jesus? What problem is so gargantuan that you can't tell Jesus? What sin is it that you won't trust with Jesus? Too big for Jesus, you say? Too hard for Jesus? Nonsense. With Jesus, there's always enough, and even more than you ever could have expected. Whether it's your sin or guilt, death or hell, or even 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed thousands. Jesus is a bigger Savior than we ever could imagine. Jesus is bigger than our problems, our needs. Jesus is bigger than our sin, our doubt, our fear. Jesus is bigger than our past, our plans, our pain. Jesus is bigger than death. Jesus is bigger. And his compassion has no bounds. "Bring the bread and fish to me. Sit on the grass, everyone. Relax. I'll take care of you." And then he looks heavenward, blesses the food, breaks the bread, and says to his disciples, "Start handing it out to these poor folks." The miracle happens as Jesus makes as little a fuss as possible. No hocus pocus, no lengthy prayer, no holy exhortations like, "I'll feed you when you give me your heart." Just break it up, pass it out. They all ate and were satisfied. Jesus took care of them, and much more than they ever could have expected. Can you trust Jesus with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? Can you? Yes. And with anything else. In fact, with everything else. Especially the most troubling problems of all, sin, death, and hell. For that, there's Calvary. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Salvation achieved, salvation accomplished. He died for you, your sin for him. His death is yours. And now today, he again says, "Come forward. Come forward to my altar. Take a little bread and a little bit of wine." What is that in the midst of your enormous problems and sins? It's the Lord's Supper, his body, his blood, and his promise. Forgiveness of sins, salvation, life everlasting, God's grace for you here and now at this altar. His compassion for you knows no bounds. No problem, no sin, no guilt, no death is too big for Jesus. You can trust him with anything and everything. With Jesus, there's always more. More than you could have expected. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.